Jennifer Cabezas is our guest today, speaking on autism. Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. I always enjoy coming here, so thank you.
And you're welcome. Always nice to have you here, that's for sure. We have you on for Autism Day, which comes up April 2nd. Is that official?
Yep, yeah. April 2nd. It's a World Autism Awareness Day. It was a United Nations thing that started a few years back, and businesses all over the world will light up their homes blue on April 2nd to kick off the month. Sydney Opera House, Christ the Redeemer, major landmarks and residential areas. So if you still have your blue lights from the Officer Mosier support, this would be a great time to use those again. Now, Saturday.
They fit in perfect then with the event, that's for sure. Now, what about some of the events you've had in the past with students? Probably not being able to do that in Valley City because all the students will be at home on Saturday.
Right, yeah, that did pose a little bit of a problem this year. But in the past, we've done balloon releases. We formed a human awareness ribbon one year. That was really, really neat. Bubbles, we've done lots of different things. And I've gone into the schools to talk to the kids on a kid level about what autism is so they can understand their peers a little bit better.
Now, you have two twins, and we'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute, who have autism. What is autism for those who really don't know?
Autism is, you know, a lifelong condition that's neurological, and it's a development condition. Everybody is different with autism. It impacts social and cognition. It impacts communication. Actually, about 40% of kids with autism can't speak at all. And that's kind of where, you know, my boys sit. Mm-hmm. A lot of repetitive behaviors and stuff like that are landmarks of autism.
And what's causing it? There's a lot of huge debate and controversy out there. What causes autism and why it's gone right through the roof?
Since it was first introduced into the U.S., it has climbed to an alarming rate of about 1 in 68 children. So chances are you probably know somebody that is affected with autism down the line, friend, relative, or whatnot. And it's 4 times more prevalent in males than females. There isn't really a standard reason why people get autism. A lot of things might contribute to it, biological, environmental, stuff like that. But at this point, there is no cure, but it's certainly not a hopeless condition.
What is the effect of autism, or what are some of the most common problems with autism that you face, being you have two twin boys with autism?
Just finding resources in a rural area like this can be kind of a problem, therapeutic type interventions. You get the most success with early intervention, of course, and behavioral therapies and stuff, which isn't as available in North Dakota. We do have some good groups around the area that are able to assist with supports for families, and so that's nice.
What about school? They're going to the regular school, is that right?
Yep, right now they go to, you know, the regular school. They go to a special program in the summer. They get a lot of support that way, which is nice. And that's, as a parent, that's your goal, is to continue the support, because a problem that the United States will face is when all of these 1 in 68 kids become adults. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop when they become adults. So our role should be, what should we do to look towards the future for these people?
And how to be taken care of too. That's a huge question when they become adults, right?
Yep.
What are some of the fallacies? Does autism occur in conjunction with disabilities? Is there a difference between autism and the, we'll just say the MR word, okay? Because I know you and many others are I saw that it showed up on this questionnaire that I printed out, but they don't have a mental disability, right?
It's not that they're dumb or anything. I'm very opposed to the R word. If you're around me long enough, you'll know that I don't hesitate to give my R word speech to people that may use the R word, but in a loving way, of course, hopefully. They're very intelligent individuals. It's finding the right connection. How do you connect with them? How do they make the connections inside of their brain? It's just like if your toaster or something was wired differently, mm-hmm. you know, what would you have to do to make the toast that you want to eat? Well, you might have to go about it a different way, but you can still do it.
You have two twin boys, and tell us how old they are, and Shelby and Ethan.
Yep, they are 12. They're kind of maybe more like a littler child, you know, inside, but they surprise me every day with the things that they know that I don't know, which is one of the fun parts of autism for a parent. They're in fifth grade, and they do really enjoy school and their routine, and of course thrive on those consistencies, which is a point of the condition as well.
As an outsider, I have had opportunities to observe Shelby and Ethan. To me, just as an outsider with no scientific knowledge of anything, it just appears that at sometimes they appear to be frustrated. Mm-hmm. In other words, with how they want to communicate something and they can't. Is that a correct read or an incorrect read?
Yes, that's a very good observation, Steve. I think a lot of their issues come from the lack of being able to get their needs met. I mean, you and I, we can write that down. We can say it to somebody. We could even point, which is often what they do. But if they don't exactly know how to get that across, if you even spent trying to spend a minute yourself without being able to speak or do those things and have to go to the bathroom or need, you know, something to eat, I think that we could relate to that frustration.
What are some of the services available for autism in North Dakota, or additional service maybe needed in North Dakota, in your opinion?
I really do think they need to expand the waiver program for the younger individuals. They always hope to expand with plans to expand, and I know the budget may have impacted that expansion of services. There's a long waiting list for younger children on the program waiver. But additionally, you know, we really need to look at services in the community of things that as they grow into adulthood, how they can be productive, mm-hmm. how they can contribute, because they want to do those things. Just like you and I, we want to succeed. We want to do our best. That's no different for them. So expanding not just for younger kids, but up the chain to the older generation that's going to come down the line.
What are some of the groups in North Dakota who are working to help people with autism?
Well, we do have an autism division at the state level. We have, of course, we have the Open Door Center in town here, and I think they do some. I'm sure there's other families like myself living in town here, too. We have...
Support group?
We don't have a support group in town. I know there is one, or at least I don't know of one. I know there's one in the Fargo-Moorhead area. You know, that's something I've thought about, you know, trying to start. But of course, everything takes that little startup money. How do you connect to people? And of course, time. So that's sometimes tough.
That's my last question, and that is, as a single mother of two autistic boys, you could list a long list of your challenges, but what are some of the few that you want to talk about?
Of the challenges?
Yeah, the challenges that you face on a daily or weekly basis.
Just having like another pair of hands around. I have great caregivers that help me out at home. I wouldn't probably be able to keep my boys at home necessarily without them. But there's a shortage of those, of course, in North Dakota, probably in general. And so those are things that would be support. Understanding in the community when we go out that, you know, my boys and other people's children in town, they're not just being naughty. They're not undisciplined children. It's hard to go out in the community. It's hard to go out and eat sometimes. Sometimes we have to abruptly leave church or a function, which can be kind of embarrassing for us. So that actually, that just acceptance and understanding piece is huge too.
I was just going to say, you hit the nail on that. That acceptance and understanding from the public that doesn't understand what's going on.
So yeah.
And of course, we'll be running into more and more people with autism as we go down the road until they can figure out a way or what's causing the cause and effect of this.
Yeah.
So. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, just reach out to somebody, that be a friend to someone and try to see life from their point of view would be the best thing that I could say, because we all need that group of people in our lives. And sometimes it gets a little lonely on the other side of the fence. So just have some compassion. Smile at people. That'd be a great help.
Show your blue on Saturday, April 2nd,
yes.
Right?
Please wear blue. Light it up blue. Just... everything blue.
Thank you. Jennifer Cabez is our guest on Our Voice of the Valley.